The basic situation in the novel is very straightforward, and at one level, of course, it's absurd. An Inca heroine is captured by the Spanish when they conquer Peru, which happens in 1533. She's captured by the French on the way back to Europe, and she lands in France of the mid-18th century, so it is a transatlantic crossing that takes just over 200 years. An obvious implausibility, and some contemporary critics noted it. But once it's over, it never becomes an issue again. And indeed, those critics who noticed it recognise that there are certain leaps of the imagination which are perfectly reasonable in fiction. And once established, Guy Fini is able to develop a situation where the Inca heroine finds herself confronted with a very different culture from her own. And she also brings out the cultural arrogance of the French, who treat her as a foreigner as something of a curiosity, having no real identity of her own, not least because when she arrives, she speaks no French. Guy Fini covers a fair bit of ground that other foreign observers in other novels of similar structure also cover. She's taken to the theatre. There's talk and criticism of the custom of duels. There's criticism of the French obsession with luxury, their empty social rituals, and inequalities of rich and poor. All this being ground covered very often in works of this kind. But what Guy Fini does, which no other novelist had done really before her, and certainly not to the same extent, was also to focus on the inadequacies of the education provided for girls. The reductive gender stereotyping which underlies this, and the duality of moral standards which distinguish what is acceptable for men and what's acceptable for women. And Guy Fini has two very important letters on this subject, letters 33 and 34, the second one added to the second edition of the novel, published in 1752. And these letters comment in detail on the way women are effectively reduced to the level of social ornaments and are allowed very little individuality or freedom of expression. Now, what's particularly significant here is the way that Guy Fini harmonises this evocation of French attitudes to women with the underlying plot of the novel. That is, the difficulties faced by a foreigner living in France. And Guy Fini implies a parallel between the fate of Zilia, the Peruvian, arriving in a foreign land and trying to live there and finding herself treated with a kind of contemptuous curiosity, and the fate of women in France who are treated in a not dissimilar way. The development of the heroine, then, as she learns to express herself by learning French and to give voice to her critical observations of France, suggests a growing independence and autonomy, both at the level of foreigner, but also significantly at the level of woman.